and welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to email in, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok DMs are always open, amybutler66, amybutler66. And we have a new Instagram account, so you can either DM me personally, amybutler96, or asexualsanonymous.com. Podcast on Instagram, which is super exciting. So please get following. Let's build up the community over there as well. I'm really trying to reach as many new people as possible because I know that there are more of us out there and this conversation needs to be heard. So that's the aim. Please go give it a follow. Keep subscribing, keep liking. We're also on YouTube if you want to watch me, not the anonymous people. So yeah, go head over, give us all the support. Thank you so much for listening and emailing in as always. It's super, super appreciated. Let's get on with this week's episode. It is another week on Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast. How are you, my anonymous friend?
If you don't introduce every episode like that, then I will be disappointed. I've felt the energy.
Thanks. I've been to the gym and I've been for a run.
I was going to just say, someone's been for a run.
A wild Monday night.
And yeah, it's like, listen, it's good.
Given 20 degrees. It's given Tenerife.
It's supposed to be a heat wave because, you know, it wouldn't be the Asexuals Anonymous podcast if we didn't start off with a conversation about the weather.
I wondered what you're talking about then. Very true. Always talk about the weather. Weather update today. It's really freaking hot.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. A little bit of vitamin D. Fantastic. No, I'm all right. How are you? How are you, babes?
I need the vitamin D. I'm good, thank you. I've had a bit of a slow day, so this is really nice.
It's a nice way to end the day.
Lovely way to finish the Monday start of the week.
Fantastic. I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Would you like a little Hinge update?
Yes, please.
This is funny, right? Let me get it up. It's all been kicking off. Now, I'm joking. It's really not been kicking off. Basically, I matched with this guy.
Exciting.
Obviously going to keep him anonymous. I'm not going to say anything about him. However, we matched.
Nice.
And the conversation... I got given the good advice. I can't remember, maybe you told me, but maybe it was someone else, was just like, get a date in the diary ASAP.
Yeah, that was me. Because obviously I've been bopping about on these apps for a hot minute, and my rule is like, I'm not here to make pen pals. Like, I'm good. I've got great friends, and if I want a pen pal, I will get a pen pal. So if you want to go on a date, let's go on a date. See if you vibe, and then... It's okay if you don't vibe, but it's better to figure that out quicker.
Yeah.
And then nobody's wasting anyone's time. There's all yours. Like, it's mutual.
If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't think I could nod my head anymore.
More aggressively.
So I reached out to him and I thought, you know, let's start the date in school off. Let's go. I said, best and worst thing about insert where I live. Because we're from the same place. We're from the same area. So I said, best and worst thing about blah, blah, blah. He said, best thing is how easy it is to get other places, and worst, everybody knows everybody. Cry emoji. You? He's not wrong. He's not wrong. However, then I replied, your best thing about living in is leaving. And I said, yeah, everyone does know each other. I'm surprised our paths haven't crossed. .. Fancy a drink.
Yes, girl. Get in there quick.
So I went
Fantastic.
In.
Fantastic.
Wasting no time.
Fantastic. And see, I'm just going to, if that was me on receiving, I would be like, yes, I do. Let's go for a drink. Because we matched. So clearly we like, there's some kind of like there, whether it's like aesthetic or something you've seen on the profile. And it shows that you like, you want to go out and do something. So to me, I think that that would be, I don't necessarily, I keep wanting to say the word attractive, but I don't think I mean attractive, but that would be a good thing for me. That would be a green flag personally.
Yeah.
Anyway, absolutely. Sorry to cut you, carry on.
No, you're completely right. I then said, I answered his question, said, my best thing is that it takes 40 minutes to get to London and the worst is the roundabouts. And if you know where I'm from, then you will understand. It's kind of like a running joke within the area.
The place, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also called Donut City sometimes. It's that roundabouty.
Nice.
Crazy nice.
Yeah, but it's good because you can have that, like, it's kind of like personalised banter.
Yeah.
With someone who you don't know.
Well, I thought so. I thought so.
Look, if it was me, listen, I would... Just carry on.
Okay, so then he messaged back saying, yeah, it's strange. And yeah, I'd be up for that. When? And yeah, the roundabouts do get annoying, especially with all the shitty lights on them now. Then I said, I'm pretty free and flexible at the moment. Do certain days work better for you? Ugh, the constant roadworks. Then he said, I'm easy, could do Monday. I'm home from work by 5. Then I had a wild weekend, so I only got back to him yesterday and said, so sorry, I've not been on here all weekend. I can do Monday if it's not too late to organise something. I think it was too late. He didn't reply. And now it's Monday.
Right. I mean, that's it did kind of turn into like a Radio 1 traffic segment towards the end. But I do feel like you gave enough of an opportunity to kind of go off and start like a separate conversation rather than just focusing on
the roundabouts
and the traffic lights. And
I would love to go on a date with this guy just to see what the situation is in person,
because like you could go with like, oh, like, you know, you could steer the whole steer the conversation into like, yeah, that, you know, the whole roundabout thing is annoying. How long have you lived in? Blah. And then it's like, you know, I grew up here. And oh, okay, what's your family like? And like, you can kind of
something
use
like
it
that.
To just, rather than just go, oh yeah, she's talking about roundabouts, so I'm going to talk about traffic lights. Next we're going to talk about T-junctions. And then basically you're doing a driving test on Hinge. But this is why I always want to meet up, because no disrespect to you or to him, like, I take this, I feel like I'm better in person.
Yeah, no, I 100%, me too.
Personally, obviously, I know I sent you a little like cheeky slid in the DMs with the ball thing, but
other than that, conversation was dead. I'm joking.
Of course. No, but again, I think it was easier because it wasn't like I was trying to go on a date with you. So there wasn't that pressure. But then also, I think we spoke for a few days and then we met up.
Yeah, I can't remember. Probably.
So it was some kind of, it was a very quick exchange. And then it was, you know what? Shall we go and talk about being ace and go to the pub? And then we went to the pub, and then that was kind of it. And it was like, it was easier. And I know obviously it wasn't for the purpose of a date, but it's like, why can't stuff just be that simple?
Yeah,
I'm better in person. Well, I think I'm better in person, you know. I am still single, so.
No, you are.
Maybe not.
No, I can't remember our early days, but
it was so long ago.
We're good now. We have great chats over WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, we do voice notes, we do FaceTimes, we do face-to-face, we do podcasts.
Oh,
I'm surprised we're not sick of each other.
Oh my goodness, just quickly, because we had some big news yesterday, didn't we?
Did we?
We did. Arsenal are in the Champions
League. Yes, Champions League final, baby. Oh, the winner.
I really want to go so badly.
So do I.
I don't think it's going to happen, but sure. There's going to be loads of meetups in London. I might just do that.
Yeah, but I might go to one of the pubs near the stadium, because yeah, that will be on and popping.
That is what I'm talking about. Anyway, because not everyone is interested, but I just needed to get that out there because it's big time. 18 years, is it, or something mad?
Yeah. Did you see Alex Scott was crying on her Insta story? It was very cute.
I feel it. Anyway, last week we teased everyone about talking about...
Did we?
About talking about the really exciting topic of the burnt toast theory.
Yes, you did. I don't know what it is.
You actually don't know what it is?
No.
And you didn't think to research it. You've had a whole week.
No, but I forget stuff. And also, I wanted to be excited on the podcast and have a genuine reaction.
Are you excited?
Riveted.
You look it.
Well, I don't know what it is, though. It might be something rubbish.
Okay, I'm really going to try and explain it in my own words. I'm not the best at this, so bear with. Okay, so the burnt toast theory.
No experts here.
Bottom line is basically things happen for a reason, and it could basically things could happen and could save your life, and you don't know it. So the burnt toast theory is: you wake up in the morning, you put some toast in the toaster, you're running late, so you're like quick. The toast burns, so then you put another piece in. You're running really late now. Okay, so you're what, 10 minutes behind schedule. You set off in the car 10 minutes behind schedule, and you realise that there's a car crash that's just happened. And had you have left the house 10 minutes earlier, that could have been you. So the burnt toast has effectively just saved your life.
Oh, okay.
Excited?
About death?
No, it's not about that. It's,
no,
it's
I know.
About the bigger picture.
Have you seen the movie Sliding Doors?
No.
So it's kind of the same premise. Basically, I want to say it's Gwyneth Paltrow, but the actress is irrelevant. Basically, she's running late from getting home from work. And as she gets to the train platform, the doors close and she misses her train. And then she gets the next train, she goes home, she lives her life, blah, blah, blah. But there's like within the story, there's another version where she makes her train and she gets on the train and she gets home and she finds out that her husband or her boyfriend is cheating on her. And then her life goes in a completely different way. So it's kind of like that. So it's that's called Sliding Doors. So if she got on the earlier train, she found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her and they broke up and her life went in a different way. She got the later train and missed the early one. She got home and the side piece had left and she carried on with this guy and then they just had like a really crappy relationship. But because of the doors and her making the doors on time, it's essentially, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is essentially. So I always think, like, if I'm running late or if like something's happened, blah, 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 I'm always like, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do or be, where I'm supposed to be. Like, I don't get an audition. Maybe I'm supposed to be focusing on something else.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Hannah actually put it, she did a little TikTok video the other day, which is exactly, she basically put into words very well exactly what I think. So she basically was like, in auditions, a lot of the time, if you don't get the job, they'll say, it hasn't gone your way. Sorry, it hasn't gone your way this time. But what about if it has gone your way and you weren't supposed to get that audition because it's leading you onto something else that's for you, and what's for you will not pass you by, etc., etc. And I genuinely believe in that now. I used to think it was a load of baloney, but I actually believe like everything happens for a reason, and you know what is for you won't pass you by, and if you don't get a job, that's going to lead you onto something else, and if you do get a job, people are going to come into your life that are meant to be there. Do you know what I mean?
So this is telling us that Mr. Hinge is not meant to be with his roundabout theory.
I mean, I'm going to still
drive onto his roundabout.
I'm going to still be open to a date with him, to be fair.
No, you should.
I want to get on the train, you know?
You should. I think it's good. Because, you know, he might message back and then he might be someone who's better in person as well, and then you might actually click.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't respond, then
it's just
out, mate.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Like, I don't know if this is very interesting, but like there was this job a couple of years ago that I was so close to. I was a bit like umming and ahhing whether to do it. In the end, I did it. I didn't know an awful lot about it. However, it ended up to be the Pepsi Max advert with like Leah Williamson and footballers and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like had I said no to this, I never would have like been in that situation to have met her and met the wonderful people that I did. And also, same with a few other jobs, actually. I did the Wicked film and I met my friend Jodie on there. And like when you do film work like I did, you make really close friends on set and stuff. And then you sort of like, oh, see you when I see you. If I pass cross again, great, blah, blah, blah. And then I did another job a couple months later. And we hadn't really spoken that much. Like, we had each other on socials and stuff, but we weren't, like, friends as such. However, I did this other job, and she walked through the door while we were all sort of waiting. And we were like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? And we just got chatting, and I was like, oh, have you done much work recently? Like, what have you been up to? And she was like, oh, I actually did this really cool body doubling job. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cool. What was it for? And she was like, it was for a female footballer. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so into football, like, who is it? I will know who they are. She was like, oh, it was Leah Williamson. And I was like, oh my God, stop it, that's so cool, blah blah blah. And like, the whole time then, we bonded over women's football. And then from that day, all last season, we didn't miss a match together. Like, we went to all the Emirates matches, and it was just the best thing ever. And we formed this amazing friendship. I started posting on TikTok, started like doing football posts and stuff. Like, it's just crazy. Had I not said yes to that job, I wouldn't have seen Jodie, and we wouldn't have had the football conversation. I wouldn't have gone to any football matches. I wouldn't have posted on TikTok, and we probably wouldn't have met.
So thanks, Jodie. Thanks, Jodie. I appreciate you.
The butterfly effect is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. It's true.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that was, yeah. Okay. I can't be moody about that theory. I do quite like it.
I might get a tattoo of some burnt toast and a butterfly. A butterfly on a bit of burnt toast. That'd be cool. No, not
maybe
feeling
we'll,
it.
Maybe we'll discuss the tattoo, getting a tattoo before we, because I've got loads of tattoos and some of them are pretty questionable, so I can't really comment, but I think maybe no to a piece of burnt toast.
No, genuinely, I've seen someone have it before and it's really cool.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to pre-approve all tattoos that you get, sorry.
Do you like this one? People watching on YouTube, you can see.
Yeah, you did send me a picture of that when you got it. Sorry,
great.
Guys. This is what asexuals talk about when we're not talking about asexuality.
Okay, shall we talk about some asexuality topics now? Sorry, everyone.
No, but you can link what, you can link what we've said to dating, relationships and asexuality. I'm just... It's fine. Now, I actually have a question for you.
I'm listening.
The roles have reversed.
Okay.
So I went to a dark corner of the internet, which some of you may have heard of, called Reddit.
I was going to say, does it rhyme with Shreddit?
Yes, it does rhyme with Shreddit. And I love Reddit for various different things. But there's a lot of asexuality, like forums and things on there. Because it's where I went to find out about things before I discovered your TikTok. Problem is there's a lot, it's a lot more like American, and it's not really, I didn't think it was super relevant to me. But someone had posted a question on there, which I wanted to ask you, and then there's quite a few comments, so I wanted to see if you agree or if you disagree with the comments.
Love this. Okay.
So the question is, what is your favourite thing, or what do you like about being asexual?
Nothing. Kidding.
Okay. End of discussion. Podcast over. See you later. Bye next week. Bye.
I'm joking. That was a joke. There's got to be something.
So, well, I read the question and I kind of sat there and I thought about it and I was like, at first my brain went, nothing. And then I was like, no, that's the wrong attitude to have.
It is.
Because there's lots of good things about it, but do you want me to read you some of the comments first and then you can figure out your answer? Or you want to answer it first and then?
Read a comment and I'll answer. Read,
you need some more inspiration. Okay, I'll read some comments and you need to tell me if you, do you agree or disagree?
Okay.
So, what's the best thing about...
It's taken 20 minutes to get into this.
Yeah, well. So, what's the best thing about being asexual? So, this one said... For me, it's got to be never having my friends be weird. If I smile at a boy they like or are friends with someone that they like, I don't have to deal with catty girls trying to compete with me, at least within my friendship group. Mm. I mean, for me, all of my friends are like married with kids.
I was going to say.
Unless I'm flirting with their husbands.
I was going to say, I can't really relate to that because since finding out I was ace, like all of my friends have had partners. So
yeah. So yeah. I can see possibly when you're younger, that might be a positive thing.
Yeah, I understand where that's coming from.
This one says, in my case, being able to have friends with people of the opposite sex without the, he's just trying to sleep with them.
Yeah. I've got one of my best friends is a boy and I feel very safe.
Yeah.
With him, to the point where I could share a bed with him and know that nothing would happen. And I feel a lot better about it because he understands that I'm asexual. Whereas if I wasn't and he didn't understand or whatever, like, I don't know how comfortable I'd feel about that.
Yeah, because people can read into it anyway.
Yeah.
And make assumptions. Okay. This one says, I can flirt with people while they know I'm messing around and not being serious. I mean, I flirt with people anyway.
Yeah, no.
This is the thing that's very contradictory, is I'm very flirty.
Yeah, I get me too.
I love a flirt, but I love a non-consequence flirt.
Yeah.
That's why I like to flirt with the older ladies at work, because there's no there's no consequences of flirting with a 57-year-old Betty in the office.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
There's no consequences.
Interesting.
My friendships feel deeper because people don't assume that I want to just have sex with everyone.
Yeah, I like that. I agree.
Less drama.
I agree. I've got no drama because I don't put myself out there.
Yeah. I mean, one of the top comments that came up the most was, I don't have to worry about getting pregnant. I don't have to worry about STDs. I don't have to worry about cheating. I don't have to worry. And it's like,
I agree.
That's but true. I'm assuming that that's from people, well, not necessarily, I shouldn't assume, but like, for me, on the flip side of it, I feel like if I was in a relationship, I'd probably be more worried in a way about someone cheating on me if they weren't necessarily asexual, because it's like,
yes,
with the conversations that we've had before of, are you giving the other person in the relationship what they need or not?
Yeah, I do think that could be in the back of my head quite a bit, especially in like the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah.
Or like,
because I think that's what,
like, the bit after the beginning.
Yeah. And I don't know if, like, for me, when I've kind of started dating people, I think I do a lot of self-sabotage because I'm like, right, well, we're not going to get to the, like, I don't want to have sex with you. So I think sometimes I throw in a little self-sabotage there, because then it's like, well, if I sabotage this, then I'm not going to have to get to the point where we have to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. But also, like, I've been thinking, obviously, with a potential date in mind, I've kind of got it in my head that on that very first date, I'm going to make it quite clear about my asexuality, and I want that conversation. Otherwise, it's going to play on my head, and
yeah,
I won't be able to relax, and it will just be on the tip of my tongue, and I just, yeah.
And the thing is, there's so many ways that you like, especially with you can bring it up. Like, in general, you can have a conversation and be like, oh yeah, you know, like, this is what I do for work, and I post a lot of social media content, and then you can kind of lead it in that way.
Yeah.
Or like, because it's hard, because how do you bring it? It's bringing up sex on the first date.
Yeah. Do you know what I did once, like, heavy 2 years ago or whatever? One of the questions on our first date, quite early on, I went, do you have quite a high sex drive? Like, how into sex are you? And she was like, yeah, I'm quite a sexy person. And I was like, okay, well, this is my deal. And kind of from then, like, we had a massive conversation about it. She was really lovely and wanted to know more. But it kind of meant that, like, we knew from the beginning it wasn't going to go any further.
Yeah.
In that respect.
So but in a way that's helpful,
yeah,
for you and for them.
But I literally just, like, bring it up. I'm quite savage in that respect.
No, but I think sometimes, you know, what is it, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Exactly. Was that all of them?
Let me have a look. From this one made me laugh. From what I've observed, it's really distracting to have sexual urges towards others at random times. Like, it seems to disrupt other people's day. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's because we don't necessarily experience it, but do people just have random...
I wonder if that's like...
random sex urges in the middle of the day?
Yeah. I don't know if it... Well, maybe they do, but it's probably quite controllable. And if it's not controllable, I think there's something more going on.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know, like, because asexuality isn't a sex drive. I know I just mentioned about questioning sex drive, whatever. But I know it's not about sex drive. It's not about, like, libidos and stuff.
Mm.
So I don't know about you, but I know that asexual people and me, like, can feel those desires randomly in the day. But it doesn't mean that I need someone to fulfill it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not like those feelings just aren't there. Maybe for some people, they're not. But then also for some asexuals, they are still there. So yeah, it's not like, oh, because I'm asexual, I get away with this.
Yeah, because one of the other comments on there said, not being a slave to primal urges.
Not being a slave to primal urges. Well, I kind of love that.
But, I mean, I kind of like that it's like, you know, we're not the norm.
Mm.
And it's like...
I feel like I'm a bit more in control.
Yeah, maybe. And it's like, here's the expectation of social norms. And we're like,
no. Yes, I think that's what it is. Yeah,
like,
I think that's
they're
good.
Like, hey, like I think we've spoken about it before, and it's like it's called Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and it's all the things that you need to survive, and sex is on there. And I'm like, I mean, I know that the human race as an entire planet would not survive if everybody stopped having sex, but on an individual person to person basis, nobody's gonna die if they don't have sex.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. And I do quite like having the power of like going against the social norms. Yeah, I love that. Makes me feel
that's
powerful.
That's probably one of my favorite things, and I think it makes me question like my feelings a lot more. Like we had a bit of a deep conversation off the pod before about feelings and things. So I think it makes me question it, and I think that's good in a way. As much as I don't love all the feelings and the mushiness and everything, but I think it is good that it makes me kind of question. And I think it helps me grow as a person and understand myself a lot more.
I was going to say that, understand yourself a lot more, which is only a positive thing.
Yeah. There you go. There's my little Reddit deep dive.
I think we should do that again. That was fun.
Oh, there is so much on there.
Agree, disagree game.
That was good.
Maybe I'll come up with a little jingle. Maybe we should play more games as well. That would be fun. Would you rather two truths and a lie? Maybe about asexual facts?
Oh, look at all the ideas that are churning now.
Oh, God. Honestly, my brain works past 4 o'clock. Like, that's when the creativity starts.
It's called your circadian rhythm.
I'm sorry?
So everybody has, it's like a body clock, and it's called a circadian rhythm, and it's when your brain and your body is the most productive. So you know when people say, I'm not a morning person? It's because their circadian rhythm is not, like, their juices are not flowing.
Yeah.
So some people are more productive. Like, that's how some people can just jump up at like 4 a.m. and have their day. And then by like 2, 3 o'clock, they're done. Other people, they work best between like 9 and 5. Other people work best in the evening.
Yeah.
I can be more productive from the hours of like 9 to 1 a.m. Like 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. I can get so much done. And then I would love to sleep from like 2 till like 11, 12-ish. That's my ideal day. It just doesn't really work with...
The thing is, like, if I have to... We're going off on a tangent here, but if I have to get up, like, I can get up. Like, sometimes a call time at work is, like, 5 a.m. and I have to be... I'm up at, like, 3:30 a.m. and I can get up, and then I'm productive. Obviously, I'm working from, like, 7 a.m. or whatever time.
It doesn't mean that you can't, but it's, like, it's your preference. It's if you had nothing to do... Or if you had like a list of 5 jobs and you had 24 hours and you could do the jobs whenever, when would your most productive time be? That's how you figure out your circadian rhythm.
Mine's about 3:30 onwards.
I've got ADHD, and if you can't tell, and people who have got ADHD have a naturally later circadian rhythm.
Oh, that's so interesting.
It's all to do with your brain, babes.
Oh,
I love psychology.
Yeah, you do. You're a little brain box, you are. On that note, I think that's a great time to finish this week's podcast.
Yeah, have that and Coronation Street is on, so we got to go.
Yeah, Coronation Street. So I was actually started 2 minutes ago, so let's wrap this up fairly swiftly. Have you got anything else to say?
No, it was lovely to see you.
It was lovely to see you. We're going to get some guests.
Everybody
on.
Else doesn't get to see me, though. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Another quick reminder to everyone. The new Instagram account is up. Please give it a follow, give it some support, give it all the love that you can. It's a scary thing. I didn't do an Instagram page initially because Instagram scares me. That's the bottom line of it. Instagram scares me. But I do think the reels, people are getting more into reels now. So I think that's another way to reach people. So yeah, give it some love over there. Get in touch as well if you would like to be a guest on within the next few weeks and onwards, actually, just for the foreseeable future. we would love to get some guests on. I have had a few people obviously email in a message and say they're more than willing to come on. So I'm going to reach out to you guys this week and next week. But if there is anyone else listening thinking, yeah, I could come on and chat to you guys, then please do. We want to talk to you. We want more, more voices. Different, huh?
More voices from different perspectives.
That's the word, perspectives. We want different perspectives, more voices to be heard, more stories to be shared. So yes, please do get in touch. I hope everyone has a gorgeous weekend. We'll be in your ears next week.